second half of season one, Game of Thrones.
Welcome back to Thronescast.
Thronescast. Throwing a cast of Thrones. We finished it.
This is Joe John. I think we should introduce ourselves.
Joe John. We got Philip Boughton, old PB&J. I think PB&J should be like our...
Like our you and I?
Name. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Can I be PB? You're J?
I mean, whatever. Yeah, sure. Philip Boughton. Joe John.
Joe John. Joe Johnson.
PB&JJ?
Oh, because you are Phil Boughton.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting at.
That's what I was getting
at. I thought you were just saying we're like peanut butter jelly.
That too.
Then yeah, like, I'll be jelly.
We're like peanut butter and jelly.
Like, I just thought you meant that's how good the two of us go together. Well, yeah. Anyways, welcome. Little PB&J.
PB&JJ.
Game of Thrones season one. So, yeah, great show. Highly invested. Luckily, we were wrong in the first episode about how many episodes there were in season one.
Yeah.
HBO's got a weird setup. Was not used to it.
Yeah.
I only saw 8. Did not know there was 2 more down there. So we did end up doing the perfect 5 and 5, which is great because we thought we were doing 5 and 3 the first time we recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of got wrapped up, but also not. Like, I just saw a dragon. That was pretty cool. We just finished watching it. We watched most of these episodes the other day, came back together and just watched the season one finale. So we left off, we started today, I should say, with my good old favorite character, Ned Stark, losing his head.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ned. Ned is dead.
Ned.
No cap.
No.
Literally.
Now he's just on a spike. Just on a wall somewhere.
Yeah. A lot slimmer, though.
And Joffrey's just showing him off.
Yeah. So,
like King Dick.
How do we want to go about this? Because I know we just watched the season finale today, so that's like what we want to talk about a lot. Yeah. But like, I think when we first got back in, right in episode 6, I think, isn't that when Viserys kicked the bucket?
I think that was 8.
Okay.
Did he...
Yeah, I mean, well, because, like, last time we talked about my favorite characters and my least favorite characters, and both my favorite and my least favorite are dead. So
let's let's revisit that in Joe John's character corner. So, now that your favorite is dead, your least favorite is dead, who fills the role as your new favorite? And your new least favorite?
For my new favorite, it's kind of hard because it's kind of up in the air. There's a lot of moving pieces right now. A lot of people are all angling to, I guess, step up, replace Ned Stark.
Yeah.
I would go with his son, Rob.
Rob?
Yeah, he's leading the army.
Yep. The like, young wolf. Yep.
He's killing him right now, really. He won his first battle. He got Jaime, who was my second least favorite character last time. He's got him kidnapped.
Yeah.
So I would go with Rob stepping in as my favorite. Who else did I say was my favorite last time? Did I do a top 3?
I think you said John.
John Snow. I still like John. I wish he got a little bit more action. I know he's at the wall, and that's kind of like what the point of being at the wall is like you're just there.
You're there.
So, a little disappointed that he didn't do a ton in season one, but again, I know his name. I know he's going to have his time to shine. I just don't know how.
Yeah.
And then who would I have said was third?
I think you only had 1 and 2.
Okay, maybe I said Arya.
Arya.
I know she's up there because I feel like she's going to be an important role.
She's badass.
Yeah, she's still free. Like, they haven't caught her. She's running around. Yeah. I guess she's going north. So those are the favorite characters. I feel like it's funny because it's easier to talk about my least favorite characters.
Okay.
First, Cersei stepped up, right? Once Viserys died because she was doing all the meddling and moving all these pieces. But I think it's pretty obvious who I'm going to say is my number one least favorite.
So that is?
Who do you think it is?
Cersei?
No, it's Joffrey. Joffrey? Yeah, Joffrey.
Okay.
Because he killed my guy. I mean...
He did.
And he's just terrible.
He is a...
He's a little twat.
Yep, he's a bad human being. He's mean to Sansa. He's mean to everybody that he interacts with. And I don't know. I don't know how you can... how you can be a human being and act the way he does.
He's, I mean, he's a kid and he's acting like it, but now the kid's fucking king. Like, that was the whole thing that they wanted to prevent. Like, Ned was never even trying to be the king. I mean, obviously, he changed that one note that Robert made him write down.
Yeah.
To kind of leave it vague so he could get it to, what's Stannis? Is that his oldest brother's name?
Mm-hmm.
Stannis, as the heir apparent to the king rather than the Lannister family, because he realized they are all Lannisters by blood.
Yeah.
Fully. Little incest babies. Which is just so common in this show. I mean, I knew it would be there. I didn't know it'd be this rampant. But
you got a hot sibling.
Yeah, so
I mean,
Joffrey's by far my least favorite right now. It's really those three. It's kind of Joffrey, and then it's Cersei, because she's the one that made everything start. And then Jaime still, but Jaime's a little bitch and got captured. Like, I knew he would.
Yeah,
so he's number three. I think he was number two last time, just because he got sunned by Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so one thing that I would want to know is with, how do you think, because I know Ned was one of your favorites because he was like a super honorable guy.
Yeah.
But he had a bastard. Right? Like,
I know. Oh, yeah. He also told Jon Snow next time he sees him, he would talk to him about his mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he is an honorable man. They kind of loosely alluded to, like, this when Jon was going to the wall, the stuff with his mom. It seemed like Jon was hard on himself about it.
Yeah.
Because he is an honorable man, but it also seems like there's some context that we haven't fully seen fleshed out yet, leading to what happened. So, and also, like, they kind of, like, before he left Winterfell to even go to King's Landing back in the first part that we watched, like, it was kind of seen that there was obviously something, like, there was a disconnect between him and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think she says the last time you went away to war, you came back.
Yeah, with a bastard, yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I know there are a lot of bastards, a lot of incest being rampant, a lot of cheating on spouses being rampant, but just wondering how you thought that played out.
Yeah, I want to change one thing. I want to say my second favorite character, like, definitively behind Rob right now is Tywin, or the imp.
Tyrion.
Yeah. Tywin's his dad, right?
Yes.
It's confusing, yeah. Actually, I do kind of like Tywin, too, of the Lannisters.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, so Tyrone.
Tyrion. Tyrone.
Tyrion. He's probably my second favorite character at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what were you saying?
No, I was just asking about the whole bastard thing. And then I guess so you hate Cersei.
Yep.
But, like, understand that her hatred towards, you know, think about Robert. Do you think that Robert's got clean hands in all of this, that, you know, she was saying that she loved Robert, but he was just obsessed with Lyanna, who was Ned's sister, that was kidnapped by Rhaegar Targaryen, Dany's oldest brother, that he's dead, we don't meet him. But do you think that Robert's got, like, clean hands in all this?
No, I don't think anybody has clean hands, but
okay.
I think that there's levels of bad guys, and I think there's also just sides.
Mm-hmm.
And they're definitely illustrating the Starks and the North as much more noble, honorable people.
Yeah.
Whereas they illustrate the Lannisters as, like, money and power motivated.
Yeah.
And don't really care about the difference between right and wrong and having any honor whatsoever. I will say I'm pretty upset that Littlefinger stabbed Ned in the back, and it's kind of the reason he got killed. Like, he marched in there thinking he had his back.
Yeah.
And he very much did not.
Yeah. And when he was talking to Roz, remember when Roz first shows up in the brothel?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, where it's interest, like Littlefinger talks about how he loves Catelyn Stark.
Yep.
And he wanted her for himself, and then she was actually supposed to marry Ned's brother, but then the Mad King killed him, and then Ned married her, and so he wanted to win that, but he was never going to do that in battle, so he had to fuck them. And that's like his whole speech. And so, like, that's how that played out.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understood that. Because I know. Well, you also pointed out to listen to that. So I knew that obviously was going to mean something. I just didn't know what.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like any of the, what are they all called? They're the council?
Small council.
Small council, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Littlefinger. I don't care for that old guy.
Pycelle.
Yeah, and then same thing with the no-peen guy. Yep. Yeah. But it seemed like they were getting along pretty well in the last episode of season one, the two of them.
Yeah.
Didn't they say they admired each other or something like that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What about the Dothraki? That kind of, a lot of shit happened there in the back half of season one. I mean, first, Viserys died. Did not see that coming. That was pretty painful.
Viserys got the gold dumped on his head. He wanted that crown.
He got the crown.
Just wasn't the one he wanted.
Yeah, so I was really happy he died.
Yeah.
I thought he would be you kind of said this earlier. I thought he would probably be like the long-term villain that we see what Joffrey might become now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he was just a cunt. Yeah. I can say that. You can say that. Yeah. No, I know. I'm kidding.
They say it a lot in the show.
No, I know. But yeah, I was really glad to see him die. Would have been cool to see him get bitched around a little bit more first, but he kind of like was his little sassy moment, and then he got his crown and he dead. And then still a lot happened there after that. Obviously, we saw the dragons at the end of season one. Yeah. So Jason Momoa, I assume RIP. It seemed like he was probably burned to ash in that tent. Because she was just there with nothing else.
He got cremated, yep.
Yep, so he's gone. Most of the Dothraki in general seem gone. I don't know how they're going to...
They pieced.
Yeah, they all dipped out. Yeah. It's nice they didn't kill Dany.
Yeah.
There was no other women from your top five in season one, were there? You said sometimes, what's her... The
Roz. Yeah, sometimes. But from season one, no. I haven't met any of them yet.
Huh. Well.
Which brings me to my next point is right now we know of the Lannisters and the Baratheons.
Yep.
And the Starks.
Yep.
And then season two is going to go into the Greyjoys.
Okay.
Which is Iron Islands.
That's which the is brother. The, yeah.
Yep. And then the Tyrells, which is Highgarden.
That's where you said that the other...
Morris.
Renly is, right?
Renly. Is, yeah, his boyfriend, Loras, is a Tyrell. And Grammy Tyrell, the grandmother, she's like the matriarch. She is one of my favorite characters.
We haven't seen her.
No, not yet. But she is just badass boss woman, and I love her. Who else do we get to see? So
I assume Stannis.
Yes, Stannis.
You already said that with the what are they, the Bartholomews?
Baratheons.
I'll get it eventually. You'll get it,
yeah. But the Stannis Baratheon, he's kind of got his little troop going on. Renly's got his little troop going on. And you see more of them. The Night Watch goes north of the Wall. So you see some of the stuff going on there. And then...
Yeah, do we think... So the Stark that's at the wall, that is Ned's cousin or brother?
Benjen?
Yes.
His brother.
So, okay, one of his brothers, because the other brother was the one that was killed by the Mad King.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Do we think he's alive? I don't.
Do you think
I do. I think he's...
I know.
Whether he's alive. I'm aware. Yeah. I think he's currently alive, but I think he does die. I think they find him, and then there's something going on, and he does not end up making it back, but they do find him and talk to him.
Okay.
That's what I would assume.
Oh, another big thing. OSHA and so the wildling prisoner that's at Winterfell. And Hodor.
Oh, yeah.
I
guess I didn't even think about anything happening there. So Hodor, who is Hodor again?
Hodor is the big guy that only says Hodor.
But, like, who is he?
He saw his peen.
Yeah. Hong.
Yeah. He is, like, the stable guy at Winterfell.
Okay. So he's... He works. So he's not, like, a
prisoner. He's simple-brained.
Yeah.
That he only says Hodor. So he's basically...
Just a guy's guy.
He's basically Bran's wheelchair. He will carry Bran around. Yep. But he is... He is a fantastic character, and definitely a good one.
So, let me think. So, the remaining, like, Stark family, there's Rob.
Yep.
And then I know Bastard, Jon Snow.
Yep.
Not really Son, but the Greyjoy.
Theon. Yep.
Then there's Bran.
Yep.
Bran's the littlest brother.
Rickon.
And then there's the two daughters.
Sansa and Arya.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so seven total, and none of them have died yet.
Correct.
Bran's just lost his leg. Yeah. But Pops is dead. Mom's alive. Mom's is the one kind of getting stuff done with Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, she's kind of a badass.
Yep.
Her sister's a bitch.
Yes. Liza.
Yeah.
She's over breastfeeding near the moon door.
Yeah, I like Bronn a lot, too, I will say. If I had to go with a third character that's, like, not from the same family, yeah, I'd go Bronn.
Yeah. Bronn's a good one.
But I think it's because I'm biased for the actor, because I like him in 1923.
Okay.
But...
I mean, you have your reasons. That's...
I know, I'm just explaining them, too.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so there's a bunch of... really good characters. There's some that you've met already and some that you haven't that will be around for a long time and some that will be around for a short time. And that's what's cool about the show is you don't know who to get emotionally invested in.
Yeah.
Because at any point in time, anybody can go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what was hard the first time I watched it. I was like, oh... You know, these are my people. And then by the end of it, most of them were gone. Or a couple of them were gone. But who I enjoyed, I always said the people that I liked got what they wanted. So I'm cool with the show. And there's people that watched this and hated how it ended. I did not watch it live. I binged it during COVID. So I was completely fine with the ending, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes this show worth even doing, like, a little podcast around, though. It's just...
For sure.
People having those feelings and whatnot.
Yeah. So we're at kind of a crossroads with some of our people. So John's at the wall. He's going to go north. What do you think is... So, actually, let's start with your favorites. Your number one favorite was Rob, right?
Like, going forward, yeah. I mean, I'd still say Ned Stark was my favorite character, but I think we've seen his arc complete.
So, Rob's heading south to go take on King's Landing. What do you think is going to happen in season two with Rob?
Well, they're going to be fighting... the Lannisters are going to be fighting a three-prong war right now because they have... Rob's from the north, and then they have Stannis, and then they have the Tyrells, Renly. So, I know they're going to be, I don't know, I don't think anything develops, like, super quick. Like, I don't think the war immediately ends in season two. Like, I think it goes for, if not the whole season, I would say a large part of it. Okay. I think that they try to negotiate getting Jaime back. Like, I think they do try to look for peaceful terms, but I just can't see the Starks saying yes for just, like, they don't even have Arya, so, like, for, what's her name? The redheaded?
Sansa.
So I don't think that they would trade Sansa straight up for Jaime. But I do think eventually Arya gets caught. I just don't know. That's what I was going to say. I just don't know by who. I guess right now I would assume the Lannisters, mm-hmm. or a bad person maybe that we haven't seen yet. Okay. So I really don't know how it turns out, but I think the war is going to continue. I think ultimately there might be a... Because, I don't know, because this is what I was saying when we were watching it. Like, I expect Joffrey to be around for a while, but I don't know if he will, like, consistently be king. Like, okay. They might get ousted without being killed, and then they would go back to their town, and, like, there might be further beef from there. Mm-hmm. So, I guess if I had to assume something, I would say that would be my assumption, that eventually they're going to get cornered, there's going to be some alliances made, and they're going to have to leave King's Landing, and somebody else gets the throne. I don't think it would be Rob. Okay. I would assume it would end up being Stannis or Renly. Or somebody that hasn't been fully introduced yet or fully fleshed out yet. Okay.
So, Tyrion... Tywin just told him that he is going to go to be the Hand of the King while Tywin
fights the war.
What do you think about that? How do you think that's going
to
go down?
I think that I actually am excited to see how that plays out, because I think Tyrion is very smart, and also he doesn't give a shit who he's talking to. So I think he's going to come back and end up not like putting people in their place, but he's gonna hopefully tame Joffrey a bit. I think he's gonna like kind of cut off some stuff that he's doing, because it's crazy, like with the Mad King too. Like, can't have the kid doing the exact same stuff he was doing. And I think he'll also be conflicting with his sister a lot too, because I don't think that her desires line up with what he wants, even though he's looking for the best interest of the family. Yeah. I don't think he thinks Cersei knows what it is. I think the news is going to get out that Joffrey's Lannister, because they didn't he have the note go to Stannis about it, like that he is the heir, because Robert has no true born kids. So I think that news gets out. I don't know what that does, but being spoken, I'm sure they'll probably just deny it, but it's going to exist at least.
Yeah. And then your third favorite was who? Arya. So Arya...
Well, no, I said my third favorite would be Bronn if I had to go outside the Stark family.
Okay.
Tyrion's number two, so he's definitely number one outside of the Starks. But I think he's going to... I'm excited to see what he does as the King's Hand, because he's a lot... He's smart. Like, yeah. Ned was not. Like... Yeah. So it took Ned a very long time to figure things out. It was too late. He got used. But, yeah. Like, Tyrion knows those people. So I think he's going to be more suited for that role. And, again, I like his character. I think his character's desires are not, I wouldn't say, like, pure, but they're not super nefarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bronn goes with Tyrion.
Yep.
And so with Arya being another one of your favorites, she... gets caught up by that guy that's recruiting people for the wall. that Ned recognizes right before he gets his head chopped. And she's now in a group of people heading north. What do you think happens? You think that she gets captured by people, but you're not sure who. Gendry is with her. So Gendry, do you remember him?
He was a smith's son, right?
The blacksmith's apprentice.
Yeah, he was
a bastard of Rob.
Rob's kid, yeah.
Yep.
So, I think they do something about that. Because he had a lot of kids, right? Mm-hmm. I think they do something about that. I don't know if they kill them all, but I think that they clean up his mess. Robert's mess of bastard kids. Mm-hmm. Somehow. So, I guess...
Why do you think that?
Because... I feel like it's a stain on their legacy, but also because he was the king and those are his sons biologically when Joffrey's not. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like they would want to purge the old king from the kingdom.
Okay.
So I would assume that's
interesting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Plus the show just seems like they would do that.
Okay.
What else was there? Besides that? Oh, what happens with him? I guess, like, I think they're hunting Arya, but I guess they would probably be after him too, right? If he's going to the wall.
If they're looking for him?
Yeah, well, if they're looking for him and he's on that trip with them. So, I don't know. I think that would obviously lead into problems. I think they're obviously going to get attacked. I just don't know.
Okay.
Like, where they'll be at that point. I think the plan would be to drop her off in Winterfell and just be like, all right, she's home. Like, watch this kid.
Yeah.
But I doubt that that goes through. Also, like, no one's there right now besides Hodor.
Bran. Yeah, Rickon.
Yeah. So, I don't know what happens with her. She's not my... I like her character. She's definitely not my favorite yet, but I feel like she's going to be, like, super important by the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. What else happened to talk about? Rob dying. I thought that was really stupid that they killed him off screen to a boar.
Yeah.
Like when they could have easily had a structured assassination attempt or something like that, but they do it off screen and then he even dies off screen. They're just like, Robert's passed. I know they had their moment where he filled out the note and everything, but I don't know. Just kind of left, more to be desired there.
Okay.
Also, more to be desired with the fighting because I know we didn't see either war. We didn't see the fight where Tywin won against the 2,000, but we also didn't see the 18,000 take Jaime's team and take Jaime. So I know that there's going to be fight scenes in the show, but there wasn't really a huge war scene in season one. So we definitely got robbed of that.
Yeah.
We also, before I forget,
okay.
I really wanted to see a follow-up fight with Jaime and Ned. Kind of got robbed of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said in episode one that I thought that fight was a preview of a prequel of another fight to come. Obviously not the case.
Yeah. As far as the battles go, the show, season one doesn't have anything. But they will come, and some of them are just ridiculously epic, so you'll be in for it then. The Jaime Ned thing, it's very interesting because this whole time you hear that Ned is, capable, but everybody is like, Jaime is the best swordsman there is, and Ned kind of takes him. It's a close battle, and then that dude just stabs him in the leg, and it's like, okay, well, maybe if it was a fair fight, who would have won? I don't know.
Yeah, but, and I mean, they even like in episode one or two when they're in Winterfell, they had a back and forth about their fighting ability. How Jamie's like, I never lost a fight. Ned's like, oh, you're really good at picking opponents then.
Yeah.
So like, you tease us with it then. Yeah. You give us a little bit in I guess that was episode 5. Yeah. And then there was no real payoff there. Yeah. Which I'm sure, I don't know. There's so many different storylines I get. Not all of them are going to have that kind of a payoff, but yeah. I don't know. I felt like Ned Stark's character they could have done more with, but again, you guys, and even me, if I listen back to this, are looking at this in hindsight, but
yeah,
I just feel like watching season one as it unfolds, like opinion wise, I feel like they could have done a little bit more with Ned's character before they killed him.
Yeah.
But that's also the point of death. It's like, you don't always get to. It's immediate.
So your prediction after the last one, the last podcast, was that this show would end with a giant battle at Winterfell, and it would be the Lannisters, it would be the North, and it would be Dany coming at Winterfell. What do you think about that now?
Well, I didn't know. I think my thought was more so that they're gonna end up fighting the Lannisters from one side, like the South. They're gonna, and I, again, the world wasn't fully fleshed out, so I don't really know like what towns are below what towns at that point. But they're gonna end up fighting the Lannisters and King's Landing, all of them who are south of Winterfell. Also, I thought that something is happening north of the Wall, and they're going to have to deal with like the White Walkers and whatever hierarchy they fall under. Which is actually the one part we forgot to talk, or did we talk about that? Because you asked me what I think happens over there, and then I think we just talked about So I'll talk about that in a second. But so I think obviously they're going to be fighting a battle to the north too at some point. They're going to be fighting the Lannisters, which are to their south. I said I thought that the Lannister one was going to wrap up first, which does not look to be the case. Mm-hmm. It depends on what happens with Dany and the Dothrakis, because that kind of just fell apart on its own because she lost the kid and Jason Momoa and her army, basically.
Yep.
So right now they're not really any threat at all. They're just kind of a small posse in the desert. But she has dragons, so that's obviously going to pay off later. I don't know how fast dragons age. They're probably very vulnerable right now, I'd assume. So I'm guessing that's where season two picks up for them, is like just trying to figure it out where they need to be, getting somewhere, and like protecting the dragons because they're infants. So I would predict that happens there. I already said I don't really know exactly what's going to happen with the Lannisters, but if I had to guess, I would say that I think they end up getting ousted from King's Landing, and a new king gets put in place temporarily. I think the throne ends up changing a lot in the show, and that's why it's called Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. And then, going back to, on the north side, they're going north of the Wall. I think we're going to see, probably some weird, I assume there's gonna be people, like they're gonna find a town or towns or something like that. I mean, I guess the people are weird. I have no idea how, but they live in north of the Wall, and you're kind of giving me a little reaction right now. I can't tell.
Just listening.
So I think they like talk, and I think they see people. I don't know. Do I think that the people up north enough, well, obviously they believe in White Walkers, but like, do they know that the White Walkers are back? Because like, they would just be dead right away, you'd think, unless they appease them somehow. I don't know.
We're gonna find out.
I know, I'm just thinking. So I think that they see people. I think they do end up seeing a White Walker or two. I'm just trying to think in the context in which it happens.
Yeah.
Like, they probably try and crash somewhere, like, stay in a town, and then we probably just see some weird people, but I have no idea what happens after that.
Sure. Okay.
What do you think? Oh, well, you know.
I know.
I know. It'd be nice if we could get a third person that either watches the show or hasn't seen the show to bounce off of.
Well, we could probably arrange that. as there are many friends in the fort.
It's true.
From time to time.
It's a big fort.
So, with that being said, let's wrap. Let's go dive into season two.
All right, guys. Well, season one was exciting. I'm excited for season two. Mm-hmm. If this is like infuriating to listen to, knowing what happens, I apologize. Because, I mean, it's fun. Like, that's what I immediately thought when I was talking to anybody about after watching the first five episodes. And I'm like, my first favorite characters.
Yeah.
And least favorite, dead.
Yeah.
So I tell, like, obviously no one wants to spoil the show for me, but it's just funny that, like, how that works. So, do I think my current favorite and least favorite character die in season two? I'm going to say no. I don't think Rob or Joffrey die in season two.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Dramedy is written by Scott Roche and is performed and produced by Rhythm Scott.